Hello. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah 26 today, just two verses, 14 and 15. Jeremiah 26, verses 14 and 15. It says, "But as for me," Jeremiah is speaking, he says, "Behold, I'm in your hands. Do with me as it seems good and right to you. Only know for certain that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and its inhabitants. For in truth, the Lord sent me to you to speak all these words in your ears." If you've been following along in the last 2 days' challenges, we'll see that the people got upset when he preached against the city and against the temple and preached destruction of the city and the temple because of Israel's sin. The people got upset. They said, "You should die." And we saw yesterday they convened a court and said that he needs to be sentenced to death. We saw his boldness. And we even see a little bit more today. He says, "Look, you guys get to do with me as you wish. You just do whatever you want. If you kill me, you kill me. But keep in mind that if you do, you're going to bring innocent blood against on your head and against the city because I'm doing everything God sent me to do." You see, Jeremiah trusted God with his life. That's why he was saying to them, "Do with me what you want." He understood something, that they could do nothing to him without God's permission. In John chapter 19, Jesus understands this. In chapter 19, verse 7 through 11, it says, "The Jews answered him," says, "We have a law, and according to that law, he ought to die because he has made himself the Son of God." Now, when Pilate heard this statement, he was even more afraid. He entered his headquarters again and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. So Pilate said to him, "You will not speak to me? Don't you know that I have authority to release you and the authority to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You would have no authority over me at all unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me over to you has the greater sin." In other words, he said, "I'm not worried about what decision you make because ultimately the one who controls my fate is the Father." Jeremiah had that same attitude. He said, "Guys, do with me as you wish. Now, understand that if you kill me, though, it's going to be added to your pile of sins." But why would he say, "Do with me whatever you wish"? Because he knew that ultimately, they didn't really have control over that. God did. You see, he was a man of faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, listen to verses 32 through 38. The Hebrew writer says, "What more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release so that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were killed with the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth." In this listing of the Hall of Fame of Faith, he goes on and says there are lots that experienced miracles in the sense of the lion's mouths being stopped or the fire not touching them, even their dead children being raised back to life. But others experienced mocking, torture, being sawn in two, imprisonment, chains. Jeremiah had put his life in the hands of God, and he totally, totally trusted God. Folks, I want you to understand something. If you are a child of God through faith in Jesus Christ, he has marked you with a seal, which is the promised Holy Spirit, which means Satan can do nothing to you without your Father's permission. But keep in mind, sometimes God the Father allows Christians to go through suffering for his purposes and for his glory. Sometimes he does a miracle and preserves you and you escape the edge of the sword like we saw. Others are put to death. We saw that in Hebrews chapter 11. Listen to Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, talking about the Christians during the tribulation period. "And they have conquered him," Satan, "by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death." Are you willing today to say, "If I live or die, that's up to the Lord. I'm going to live for the Lord, and if he spare me, wonderful. If he slay me, yet will I trust him." Are you going to be like Paul and say, "If I die, I go be with Christ, which is far better. But if I stay in this body, it just means more reward down the road"? Whatever God has, his plan is best. Trust him with your life. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.